You're listening to Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. On Saturday, Exeter residents will decide whether to recall four of their five town councilors. Angry residents petitioned for the recall after the town council asked lawmakers to move the permitting of concealed guns from the town clerk to the attorney general's office. Those who oppose the recall say gun enthusiasts outside of Exeter are influencing town politics. Rhode Island Public Radio's Catherine Welch looked into that claim and joins us now. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
So this recall is centered on who hands out permits in Exeter for concealed weapons.
Pretty much. Local police departments usually handle permitting, but Exeter is the only municipality in Rhode Island without a police department, so the town clerk issues permits. Because the town clerk lacks equipment to run background checks, the town council wanted permitting moved to the attorney general's office, which has the resources to run the checks. Exeter town councilman Bob Johnson says nobody wants to take away anyone's guns. This would just be, quote, a clerical change. Now, those supporting the recall say the permitting process should stay inside Exeter.
And now political action committees have been formed. There's the Save Exeter PAC, which opposes the recall. And on the other side of the issue, the We the People / RI Firearm Owners League. Now, Catherine, who are these groups?
So let's start with Save Exeter. This is a local group. It was formed in October as soon as the petition for the recall went through. It lists Exeter residents as its members. Most noteworthy is Treasurer Bob Hicks, who is the husband of Arlene Hicks, who is the town council president up for recall. We the People, RI Firearm Owners League, is out of Cranston. Now, there are Exeter residents involved, but the group has members from outside of town who live in places like Lincoln, Newport, and Charlestown. Now, one member who is an Exeter resident, Lance Edwards, says the PAC was formed by combining two separate groups. One was We the People, which was formed to circulate the recall petition, and the RI Firearm Owners League, or RIFLE, as they're also known. He says RIFLE's been around since 2010 and formed the PAC with We the People to help the group navigate its way through the state's campaign finance laws.
And with both of these groups, where is the money coming from?
Save Exeter formed in October, so there are no financial disclosure forms yet filed. So going on what I've been told, they've raised about $6,000.
And how much of that is from residents outside of Exeter?
Without the records, I can only go on what I'm told. Town Councilor Bob Johnson says they've received contributions from the state's Democratic Party, the City and Town Chair Association, and the Rhode Island chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Johnson says none of the money raised came from outside Rhode Island. That means no contributions from former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's group, as has been rumored.
So, Catherine, let's look at the other side of this issue, the supporters of the recall, We the People / RI Firearm Owners League. How much do they have and where did their money come from?
That group, it has a disclosure filing for the third quarter, which shows a balance of about $4,200. Now, the money comes from various places. There was a fundraiser at a sportsman club, but PAC members I talked with, they couldn't tell me when it was or how much money they raised. The contribution disclosure form shows that most of the $4,200 balance was in a lump of what's called aggregated individual contributions. It's impossible to tell if that's from the fundraiser or where that money came from. But the individual contributions listed, there were eight of them. All but one were from outside Exeter, and that last one didn't have any information, so we don't know where it came from.
So what about outside groups? Is this money coming from the NRA?
Well, PAC members tell me there has been no NRA money. Now, the Rhode Island chapter of the NRA closed up shop after complaints that it failed to fully disclose its donors. So we don't know if it made a contribution. There is a filing deadline in January. Maybe that'll shed more light.
And critics say, you know, there's more to influence than simply money.
That's right, Elizabeth. And Robert Hicks of Save Exeter told me that during that boisterous meeting back in March, there were a lot of out-of-state license plates in the parking lot. He sees that as outside influence. Minutes from that meeting show people from across the state speaking during the public comment period. And Town Councilor Bob Johnson points to Ed Doyle, who represents the Rhode Island chapter of Gun Rights Across America. He's taken to YouTube and Facebook to rally gun owners from around the state.
So, Catherine, with all the research that you've done, what's your take here? Is democracy being threatened in Exeter by outside groups with undue influence?
Well, you know, if democracy is threatened by the theft and defiling of signs, I think both sides would say yes. I think there's a sign battle going on in Exeter where signs are being taken out or they're being graffitied on. But in terms of whether or not outside groups are deciding Exeter's fate, I think it all depends on which side of the issue you're on. You know, those who support the recall point to that crowded March meeting. It was a record attendance, and that should have tipped off the town council to have given Exeter residents more democracy by giving them a voice, by putting the permitting issue up for a referendum. Now, on the other side, Town Councilor Bob Johnson says everyone has the right to raise the issue, but if Exeter's town council is recalled, then what's in store for any city or town that takes up an issue gun owners are against?
Well, Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio News Director, thank you for digging through all those documents.
You bet, Elizabeth. Thank you.